Welcome to The Grid Code, where we analyze critical topics in the West African electricity market. I am your host, Adora Elemide. The implementation of the meter asset provider regulation began in 2018 and has since experienced some setbacks and challenges. Joining me to discuss the status of the MAP regulation is Mr. Emeka Oleini, the CEO of Integrated Power. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
What is the current status of your company's implementation of the MAP regulation?
Thank you so much for having me. It's really a pleasure for me to be here. To answer your question, I am not going to give you the exact figures because implementation entails quite a number of things. It's not just about the procurement of the meters and, of course, the installation or what you call the deployment. If I was to give you an exact figure of how many meters we've deployed so far since we started the MAP program just about 15 months ago, we've done over 24,000, both single and three-phase meters. We could have done a lot more than that if it wasn't for a number of issues or a number of challenges we faced during the early stages of the MAP implementation. But we've tried as much as possible to keep to the timeline. And so far, we've done well over 60% of our deployment plan so far. In actual figure, yes, 24,000 to 25,000. That's what we've done.
That's very interesting. So what are the challenges that you have experienced as a company so far?
The most challenging aspect of MAP is conflicting government policies. Going by the regulation itself, we are supposed to finance and provide these meters as well as maintain them for a period of 10 years. And we are supposed to be engaged by the distribution companies. This initial stage of the implementation was somehow delayed because of conflicting government policies. The importation duties of meters was increased by Ministry of Finance without consulting the regulatory body. The actual contract that we signed, all these things were captured there. The FX rate was captured. The importation duty was also captured. So when we now started the project itself, we suddenly realized that the duties on importation of meter has gone up by over 35%. When we are supposed to have importing meters and paying a duty of 10%, we ended up with a 35% levy on the importation of meters. And that affected the entire framework the MAP project was based on. So it was almost impossible for us to bring in these meters as well as install them and break even. We took that issue to NERC. And NEP tried as much as possible to see what they can do to get government to reduce it. But it was very, very difficult because according to them, it was an ECOWAS policy, which Nigeria could not actually exempt themselves from. That affected us. And also, we had the issue of foreign exchange. Initially, it was based on the government rate of 360. Almost a few weeks after we started the implementation, they devalued the Naira. And then we found ourselves having to source FX at the rate of over 400. And then again, the banks could not cash back our LCs to enable us bringing all these meters. So all these things delayed the implementation of MAP.
So we have inconsistent government regulations and the lack of foreign exchange and also the fluctuating cost of foreign exchange. So how has your company actually dealt with the fluctuating cost of foreign exchange?
Apart from the fact that increased the cost of doing business, all our projections were based on certain rates. But when we now found that those rates were no longer realistic, so what we had to do was to take the heat in terms of reducing our expectations towards our profit margins. The significant thing that really happened to us was the fact that we just couldn't meet our deployment plan, our weekly deployment plan and our monthly deployment plan. So we just had to appeal to NERC to see what they can do to mitigate some of these challenges that we faced.
We saw that the federal government began the implementation of a new metering policy, that's the National Mass Metering Policy. How has this affected the implementation of the MAP regulation?
Well, initially it disrupted it slightly, but we've been quite lucky to an extent because this National Mass Metering was not intended to replace the MAP. The NERC themselves, they saw a reason that if they do this, then obviously they are breaking contract they entered with us because we were licensed. You cannot turn around and tell us you're replacing MAP with the mass metering. They now decided that the best option would be for them to split it in phases. That's what government decided to do. That phase zero will exclusively be carried out by the existing MAPs. So really, the national mass metering has been quite you know, it's been quite good, you know, because it did help to solve some of the challenges we were facing initially. And at the same time, it provided meters free of charge to some customers who couldn't afford, you know, to buy the meters.
What is the current status of meter maintenance for consumers under the MAP scheme?
Yeah, going by the regulation, the MAPs are responsible for the maintenance and the management of these meters for a period of 10 years. We adopted a strategy that will enable us to be able to do this without having to incur a lot of cost. We decided that the best thing to do is to make sure that we deploy very, very robust and strong meters that will not break down very easily. So that way, you know, that cost will be reduced. So right now, yes, we are responsible for the maintenance of these meters. But luckily enough, we've not had issues with any of our meters apart from the odd one or two or three. Each time any problem arises from the meters, we just go there and attend to it. In some cases, we just replace the meters.
Thank you very much, Mr. Emeka, for joining us for this session. And we hope to have you in the future.
You're welcome. Thank you.